You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Yesterday, Michael Clarke and George Bailey shared a 155-run partnership that put Australia on course for an 88-run win over England in the second one-day international at Old Trafford. Clarke made 105 and Bailey a quickfire 82 as Australia posted 315 for 7, and that score, their highest in an ODI in England, was more than enough to put them 1-0 up in the five-match series. The opening game, remember, had been washed out at Headingley. Joss Butler, Kevin Peterson and Owen Morgan made half centuries in reply, but England lost wickets early and those players were three of just four who made double figures. They were bowled out for 227 in the 45th over. And this morning, Cricket Australia has issued a fitness update on fast bowlers Jackson Bird and Mitchell Starc, and the news is better for the former than the latter. Both men had scans on back injuries following the Ashes in England, and although Bird has escaped a major injury, Starc has an early stage lower back stress fracture. While Bird is expected to be available for the 2013-14 Ashes series, which begins in November in Brisbane, Starc's participation in at least the start has to be rated as extremely doubtful. Also over the weekend, Ireland ended their World Cricket League Championship campaign with a comprehensive 7-wicket win over Scotland in the second one-day international in Belfast. After Kevin O'Brien took 3 wickets to bowl Scotland out for 165, brother Niall marshalled the run chase with an unbeaten 65. Ireland had already qualified for the 2015 World Cup, but ended the tournament with 11 wins, 1 tied match, 1 abandoned game and 1 defeat from 14 matches, having dominated. Scotland missed out on the chance to qualify automatically when they lost the first match by 1 wicket, and they will now progress to New Zealand next year for the qualification tournament, at which 10 teams will compete for 2 remaining slots. Afghanistan, the Netherlands and the United Arab Emirates remain in contention to join Ireland at the World Cup through automatic qualification as the World Cricket League enters its closing stages.